Shalom. This is Brenda Brim Kruko, and this is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And today is Friday, and we have been speaking all week on temples, dispensation of temple, but mostly emphasis on the dispensation of the church being the temple now on the earth, the spiritual temple, how God has always had a temple to manifest His presence, His glory. Ever since Adam sinned, He has always wanted to come back on the scene, and He has done it in this dispensation with the church. And because of the blood of Jesus Christ, the church has been built upon the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. He is the chief cornerstone, and we are His building, His body, in the manifested presence of God, that manifestation everywhere we go. So, Thursday, I was in the book of the Revelations, where the head of the church, Jesus Christ, who was very interested in the church on a local level and on the corporate level, he was visiting seven churches, and how he said, "Let him that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying." So each one of these churches had a perception dullness. Their symptoms were, they had left their first love, which is huge. But it was because they were not spiritually perceptive. They needed to know, they needed to look at God through Jesus. They needed to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. They needed their eyes of their understanding enlightened. They needed to know the call that they heard. They had to know the riches. And as temples with the Holy Spirit in us, it's vital that we know this. There are, being a student of Billy Brim, being her daughter, of course, and then all of you who listen to Billy, each Sister Billy, each day, or if you're a WWP, you know that she has learned some wonderful things from Brother Kennedy Hagin. And she says that the church dispensation, the church age, which came with the Pauline revelation in Ephesians, she says, you need to know those prayers are pray them for you. She says, if you try to take something out that's before Jesus died, resurrected, became the head of the church, she said, you'll be defeated. Now, there's promises in there. I don't mean that. That's the character of God. That's who God is. But especially concerning prophecy, you'll be defeated. You'll be doing things that God has not called the temple in this dispensation to do. For instance, the millennial temple, that's for the Jews. But if you stay in the letters, then speaking these over yourself, over your pastor, your own prayer life, you will see things happen. I yesterday on Thursday, I talked a lot about Ephesians 1, but then Ephesians 3, the prayer that Paul speaks, I'm going to kind of dwell on that today. And so Paul says, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Let's see here. Yes. By faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, if every one of those churches that Jesus had an issue, that if every one had been rooted and grounded in love, may be able to understand. Now think of this in temple. I see these as temple prayers. May be able to understand with all the corporate temple, all the saints, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that equal, why? You corporately would be filled with all the fullness of God. There is no way that we can understand that, except we can get more insight spiritually as we pray the Ephesians 1's prayer, that He would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Him, that our spiritual eyes be enlightened. There is no way that we can do this without constantly praying these prayers, speaking them forth. You don't You don't have to always just say, Father, I pray this. You can speak it. You can say, Brother Jones, he has a spirit of wisdom and revelation, and you can camp on it. The Holy Ghost can have you camp on it. Oh, a spirit of wisdom. Yes, he understands those things of the Spirit. He understands the Word of God. He sees, he understands what the importance of the gifts of the Spirit are in the church. He has an understanding. He is the leader. God directs him. The Holy Spirit directs him. He has a spirit of wisdom. He has a spirit of revelation. He has knowledge in God. And you can keep praying that. You can pray these over your own self too, of course. But then, so it speaks about this love. And sometimes, you know, the Lord has me preach. Sometimes when mom's gone, he'll have, I'll teach. Well, if someone else isn't, since the Chapmans have no longer here at Prayer Mountain, but I'll teach. And I am seeing more and more Jesus' role as a high priest in the temple up in heaven, and then us as priests on earth in the temple here on the earth. And I see it more and more in prayer, because Jesus prays, is the intercessor, the body of Christ prays. Because Jesus is a high priest, the body of Christ is a high priest. It says that we are bone, this I'm going tying in prayer to this. It says we are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And I am seeing that this love that he talks about, that we would know the love of Christ, the breadth, the length, the depth of it. I see that as prayer. I see that sometimes as the Holy Spirit is in you, because he is our prayer, the glory of God in us, I see that he will take up that love and he will pray through us. Especially with intercession. You know, Christ is up there in heaven. He cares about everybody. He, of course, he cares about his body, of course. But he cares about everybody. He wants people to come into his body. And there is a time where you, that love will compel you to pray. And you might even cry. It's not because you're sad, but you feel the infirmity of that brother. Or that, not of that, not that brother, but that person who needs to come to the Lord. And as you pray, as you intercede with groanings and travail, God is able to use you. That love comes forth in your prayers, that supernatural love. I see that more and more in prayer, that travail is God's. Sometimes you can't even, when I pray and I can't get it out, I know it's his love just coming out. And I see the force of love, the force of God's love in prayer. That is a weapon the devil can't stop. I'm not talking about human love. I'm talking about the love of God that makes the corporate body the fullness of God. That love never fails. That love is God's love. And the devil, one part of that love, just an inch, not even, I don't know how to measure it, blows him away. It never fails. And when we speak the word with that love coming out of us and prayer, when we proclaim the prayers over the body of Christ in love, when we proclaim healing, praying for the gifts of the healings, for the fivefold ministry, for the ministry gifts that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. In Ephesians 4, it says that he has given gifts. He has given gifts to the, why has he given gifts? He has, in verse 4, verse 11, he has given apostles, he has given prophets, he has given evangelists, he has given pastors, and he has given teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and everything that he does in the church, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till the body, the temple, comes in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of God. This is why we pray. We pray in that love that He has. We pray for the apostles, that they operate in this Shekinah, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. The prophets, that they operate in the Spirit of as being a temple of the Holy Ghost. As the evangelists, as the pastors and the teachers, that they operate for the edifying of the Holy Ghost, and that He has given gifts. Each one of these fivefold ministries, you will see that they have certain gifts that they operate in. For what? Till we all, for the edifying of the body of Christ, the perfecting of the saints. That perfect means maturity of the saints, for the work of the ministry and for the edifying the body of Christ. And as we pray, just these, the prayers of Ephesians, the prayers of Galatians, the prayers of Colossians. Colossians says in verse 9 that you be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Now that's, you can camp on that. If you just take that and camp on that for your pastor, pray these for your pastor. Pray these for your leaders. Pray these for the body of Christ, for the gifts. We will start to see an increase in the perfecting of the stature of the fullness of God. We're not going to be children tossed to and fro anymore. Every wind of doctrine, the sleight of men, the cunning craftiness, the deceit. But we operate in the love and the power of the love of God in our prayer life as priests, as members of the temple of God. And we operate and we speak truth in love, because Christ is the head, from whom the whole body joined together, in verse 16, Ephesians 4, and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, that makes increase of the body unto the edifying of it in love. This, praying those prayers over the body of Christ, we will see the gifts maturing, causing the body of Christ to mature. Well, I leave it at that. I leave it at praying those prayers for the leaders, so their senses will be sent, they will be keener in the spirit realm. That's all of our, every one of us, if you had to say what is your issue, we're dull spiritually. We need to keep sharpening our sword. Anyway, I want to let you know that John G. Lake's book, normally $18, is $10. You can order it at Billy Brown Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or call 1-800-972-3447, or in the internet, billybrown.org, for $10 plus shipping. We thank you for joining us. It's been a pleasure this week. Billy Brim will be back next week. She's been in Ohio. Blessings.